this week. Everybody say this week.
This week.
This week is week two of our three-week series. When the devil knocks. Woo! We scared, ain't we? We scared. When the devil knocks. This week is titled The Accuser. The Accuser. Last week, we talked about the deceiver, didn't we? When the devil knocks as a deceiver, when he attacks our mind with lies that we know are the only thing that spews out of his mouth. There is no truth going to come out the devil. How many of y'all got friends like that? Oh, I know I ain't the only one got some friends that don't do anything but lie. I know we got more people than that. Yeah. How about they're at home? How many of y'all know some friends you got like a devil? Every word come out the mouth, find out it ain't true. Amen. But we're in a spiritual battle, guys. Next week, just give you a little bit on the end. We're going to talk about the destroyer. Satan, when he attacks our mind, when the devil attacks our mind, he tries to destroy our will in the end and with pride. We're going to talk about that next week. But we are definitely in the middle of a spiritual battle. Would you not agree? We got a real enemy that we're fighting. It's not some false person, is it? It's not just something in our brain. Amen? We have a real enemy that's going to attack us if we're children of God. And that's not if he attacks us, but when he attacks us. Amen? If we're children of God living for Christ the way we're supposed to be, we're under attack by Satan 24/7. As long as God has us here. Amen? We're under the attack of Satan. We're under the attack, what was his other name? Lucifer. We're under the attack of Lucifer. We're under the attack of the deceiver, the destroyer, the accuser. We're under the attack of the father of lies, the prince of darkness. Amen? Ephesians 6:12, New Living Translation says this: For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you as always. Lord, get me out of the way today, Lord. Remove Ronnie and allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may we understand the blessings that you have for us out of today's message, Lord. May we be able to apply it to our lives, Lord, when Satan comes accusing us in the end, Lord. Lord, may you be with us in the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Woo. Think about that. You got an accuser coming against you. We might be in church leadership. The accuser comes and says, Hey, you can't do that. You can't be pastor. You can't be youth pastor. You can't be worship pastor. You can't be on the church board. How many of y'all ever heard Satan tell y'all that? We don't deserve it, do we? We don't deserve to be where God puts us. I know I have Satan tell me that every day. How about you guys? Isaiah 54:17 tells us this. No weapon, everybody say weapon. No weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. With the power of the Lord, with the power of God, no matter what voice Satan rises up against us, guess what? We got to battle back. We got a way of defeating him. Amen? We got a way of defeating him. Hey, you will silence every voice raised up against you. As long as we stay in the will of God, anytime Satan throws a dart our way, we can silence that lie. That accusation that Satan's going to throw to us. Amen? And how many of y'all have him battling with you today? I know I do. Amen. How about at home? How many of you have Satan battling against you right now? Hey, those at home, he's probably battling going, you know, you should probably just stay in bed. You don't need to get up and watch this or listen to that. Amen. I've had him tell me that many times. Many times you even get here at church and he's like, man, just go back home. Nobody wants to see you. Nobody wants to hear you. They want to hear from you. They don't want to hang out with you. I know Satan's mean, ain't he? Satan's mean. He throws those heartfelt darts at you. The ones that tear you up from the inside emotionally. Amen. But he is the accuser. Revelation 12:10 says this. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. I don't know about you, but that tells me Lucifer gets beaten. Lucifer gets destroyed in the end. Satan gets beat up and dropped where? Hurled down. Wonder what that means. Oh, I'm thinking hell. I'm thinking hell for eternity. Amen. Ooh, I'm glad I got a good God that loves me and says, hey, I got a lot better than what Satan's lying to you about. I got a lot better than what he's accusing you of about in life in heaven. The Greek word for Satan or Lucifer is Diabolos. It's mentioned 35 times in the New Testament. It means devil, adversary, accuser. I don't know about you, but every time Satan brings that up, he's doing all three of those, ain't he? He's being the devil, he's being our adversary, and he's being our accuser. And we think about it. Before we sin, we think about it, don't we? Whatever sin we're thinking about committing, we're like, oh, it ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. Nobody gonna find out. I'm here by myself, whatever the sin might be. I might be in a different town, going to a bar. Nobody gonna find out. Amen. Then we also think, everybody does it. All my friends are doing it. I even see church people doing it. Hey, has Satan not hit you with that one before? When he accused you, trying to get you to do something? Hey, so-and-so, and you've seen them at the church, and they're out there doing it. You deserve it. You deserve the enjoyment, whatever it might be. And there's also that other thing, that other thought that he uses on us. It's only going to be this once. It's only going to be this once. I won't get caught. He's a liar, guys. He's a liar. Because even if there's no other human person around us, we get caught. As soon as we step into that sin, because God's sitting there going, hey, fool, what are you doing? I don't care if there ain't no people there that you know, or you might be totally by yourself. I'm always here. I'm everywhere. Because no matter what we try to fool on ourselves, on our brothers and sisters here at church or at home, God always knows. He is everywhere we could ever think about going. We could drive to the other side of the United States and get under the bridge on a pier in Santa Monica. And guess what? God's already there. He's still there. We can't outrun him. We can't hide from him. So no matter what we're thinking about doing, he already knows. And he's going to know as soon as we do it. Amen? And after we sin, what happens? Satan roll up in there, don't he? Satan roll up in there. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Look what you just did. Look what you just did. You ain't got no backbone to you. You ain't got no hard stuff about you. You can't. How could God love you? Look what you just did. How many of y'all say never use that on? Amen. How could God love you? Look what you just did. You sinned. And then you get that other one. Your life's ruined. Satan uses that one a lot too, don't he? When we mess up. Hey, guess what? We're going to mess up till we die. Amen. It's all about how we're living in the meantime. But Satan uses that other accusation too. Your life's ruined. You did that one little thing. Now your life's messed up. It's over. He uses that one good, don't he? And then he uses this one. What is it? You're what? You're pathetic. You're pathetic. You had that one little thing. You couldn't even control yourself. You don't deserve God. He don't want nothing to do with you. I know Satan's used that one on me quite a few times. Amen. But guess what, guys? When the devil talks to us about God, he's lying. He's a liar. Amen. When the devil talks to us about us, what's he doing? He accuses us, don't he? That's what he uses to get to us the most. He accuses us. One of our good books on this is the book of Zechariah. Y'all may have heard of it. It's setting kind of like a courtroom. God's the judge. Joshua is the high priest. Is the defendant. And Satan is the prosecuting attorney. In other words, yeah, the what? Accuser. That's what the prosecuting attorney does. He accuses the defendant of whatever they're doing. Satan's a prosecutor. He tries to be the prosecutor of our lives, don't he? Hey, guess what? Those of us truly have a relationship with God, when we get to heaven, and they go, hey, what about this? What about all these things Ronnie did? Satan will be breaking them out, ain't he? Because he's going to have a lot. He's going to have a lot on all of us. Satan got a big old book. Some of us, he got big boxes on. Amen. And he's going to break those out in that courtroom in heaven. And he's going to be like, look, back on January 1st, 1997, look what he did. Look what that fool did. Pathetic, ain't he? He don't deserve being in heaven. And what's going to happen? God's going to go, oh, wait a minute. Oh. He must have a pretty good defense attorney. He must have like Perry Mason as a defense attorney. Because when I open the book up here, there ain't nothing in it. It don't show he did anything that day. Amen. That's the kind of God that we got. That's the kind of God that we got. No matter how much Satan accuses us, no matter how much we mess up, and we know we mess up, don't we? We got freedom in living in Jesus. Because no matter what Satan accuses us of, it's not going to be held against us in heaven. Amen. No matter how much we mess up, as long as we have that true relationship with Jesus, it's not going to be in heaven with us. Amen. In Zechariah 3:1-3, it says this. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Christ and Satan standing at his right side to accuse the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from a fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. I don't know about you, but we're all dressed in filthy clothes, aren't we? We're all dressed in filthy clothes. And imagine, again, Satan pitching that case against us instead of against Joshua. we wear filthy clothes just like Joshua did. Amen. And you're going to hear that again. Hey, on such and such date, didn't you steal something on that day? Didn't you take something that wasn't yours? Didn't you take the Lord's name in vain? How many of y'all have ever done that before you got saved? Amen. Hey, some Christians have done it since they've been saved. It's not good. But that's the accusations that Satan's going to use. Didn't you steal something on that certain day? Didn't you take the Lord's name in vain? Didn't you lie, cheat, yell at your kids, got divorced, filed for bankruptcy, you got a porn addiction, had an abortion, had a secret lies? It's going to be dirty, ashamed, unworthy is the words that Satan's going to use against us. Our Lord and Savior. Amen. But before we look at the rest of the story, let me remind you of who Jesus is. Amen. The devil is the accuser. The devil is the one that's going to lie about us left and right. Amen. And to us. But guess what? We got a Jesus that's an advocate for us. We got a Jesus that's a defense attorney that, guess what, has never been beaten. Amen? Jesus Christ's record on the throne of courtroom is whatever and zero. He has never lost a case. And I don't know about you, but I love going in a courtroom with those odds. Amen? On that side of it anyway. Amen? 1 John 2:1, the NLT version, says this. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, see, he knows we're human. Amen? The writers knew we were human. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before our Father. Amen? And that advocate is who?
Jesus.
He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. Amen? So going back to Zechariah, the devil hurls accusations at Joshua, and Jesus is in his defense. Zechariah 3:4 says, "The angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off his,'" meaning Joshua's, "'filthy clothes.' Then he said to Joshua, 'See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put what? Fine garments on you.'" Ooh, I don't know about you, but that's a blessing that Joshua didn't deserve, and we don't deserve. Amen? But we got a God that loves us enough to take off our filthy our filthy clothes and crud, and all that sin that's piled up on top of them. Amen? And we got a God that loves us enough to give us fine garments. Sorry. Might get through this. Zechariah 3:5-7 says this. "Then I said, 'Put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him. While the angel of the Lord stood by, the angel of the Lord gives this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in obedience to me, keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts. And I will give you a place among these standing here. Our God loves us, guys. Our God loves us. The angel ordered what? Remove your filthy clothes. Amen. Put on holy garments. Return to the temple. Return to the house of the Lord. And keep serving the Lord. If we've fallen, if we've messed up, if we failed, how many of y'all have? How many of y'all still do day to day? Amen. We have to receive that we've done that and just keep serving. Because we got a loving God. Amen. If we've done something wrong, it's important to learn from that problem that you've had. It's important to learn the distinction between Satan's accusations and the Spirit's convictions. An accusation, a Satan accusation, will drive us away from God. But a conviction, a Holy Spirit conviction, will lead us to God. Amen. A Satan accusation will build us up with guilt and shame. But a Spirit conviction leads us to repentance and to hope. Amen. Satan accuses us, don't he? He wants us to feel guilty. Amen. He wants us to experience regret and remorse. Amen. But the Holy Spirit convicts and it convicts us. He wants to draw us in the presence of God and experience His grace. Amen. He wants us to confess our sins. No condemnation to what? Those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The devil knows our name, but he calls us by our sin. Amen. But God knows our sin and still calls us by our name. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says this. Sorry. For though we live in a world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretensions that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen. Satan says we're a failure, that we should be ashamed. God says we are the righteousness of God in Christ. We're a new creation. Amen. Satan says, God is punishing me. My Father's a good guy who gives good gifts. Attack from the evil one's going to happen, amen? But what the devil meant for evil, God will use for God. Consider it pure joy, no matter what and when we face Satan in these battles. Satan also tells us, after what we did, God won't come through. We're in big trouble. You messed up big time. You messed up beyond repair. Amen. But God tells us what? Rejoice in the Lord always. Say it again. Rejoice. The Lord is near. Be anxious about nothing or anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make requests to God. And the peace of God transcends all understanding. Will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan says, God ain't there. God is not there with you. He's disappointed. He don't love you. But our God says what? No. In all these things, more conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will separate us, amen, from the love of God in Christ Jesus. My God will never leave me. No matter how many times Satan lies to me, amen, my God will never leave me. My God will never forsake me. My God is for me and not against me. Amen. I'm not fighting for victory. I'm fighting from victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. And again, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon turned against you will succeed. We will silence every voice raised to accuse us. Every Satan accusation, we will silence it with the love and the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ and our loving God. Amen. And again, the devil knows us. He knows each one of our names, but he calls us by our sins. But God knows our sin. And he calls me Ronnie. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask that you put your blessing upon each one of us, Lord, for your message today, Lord. Lord, that we would get a new sense of what Satan is trying to do to accuse and destroy each one of us, Lord. That we would have a new sense of battlefield, Lord. That when Satan comes accusing against us, Lord, Lord, we know that you did make us new creations in you, Lord. Lord, that with your Son Christ, Lord, dying on the cross for us, Lord, that give us a way out of Satan, Lord. He's mad because he don't have us, Lord. Lord, but if he's not fighting against, if we don't feel him fighting against us, Lord, then he already has us right now, Jesus. I ask you for a new presence upon each one of us, Lord. Lord, that you would put us in a new place with you, Lord. That Satan would start battling with it if he hadn't been, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to open our heart, mind, and soul to everything you have for us, Lord. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.